The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent, is with us because it's Wednesday. And there's a lot of things I want to ask you about. There's one that we talked about with Ian on Monday night, but I think it's worth going back to because the court decision in relation to AIR and in a case taken by Comreg is absolutely remarkable because it shows a disregard for customer complaints. Just for those who haven't heard about it, tell us it.
Yeah, and this is not uncommon, a disregard for customers in this country. But Comreg, the regulator for the telecoms industry in this country, took AIR, which we used to call AIRCOM, to court. And it was only in the district court on Monday. There was 10 charges. AIR pleaded guilty. Essentially, it was disregarding statutory regulations about how customers can make complaints. What it was doing was, people were not being directed to a complaints hotline, if you like, or to a complaints website address, unless they use specific trigger words such as, you know, I want to make a formal complaint, or give me a reference number for that complaint. You should always ask for a reference number. Essentially, a handbook of AIR's was produced, a staff handbook was produced in court showing that people were being actively discouraged from making the complaints. So they're being frustrated in their ability to make complaints.
Sorry, so the job effectively of the telephone people on behalf of AIR was to talk people out of making complaints.
Yeah, and tell them they'd get a call back and discourage them from actually making a complaint. Just extraordinary. The complaints handling people were told that if they didn't do this, this is where it gets extraordinary, if they didn't do this, they could be disciplined. Extraordinary stuff. And the pity,
discipline their own employees for following the law.
For following the law, for actually looking after their own customers, for being good to their own customers, which it just is just such an upside-down, topsy-turvy world. And it's just a pity that this was only in the district court where, in the 10 cases, the fine amounted to about 7,500.
But you see, one of the things that's remarkable about this is, and this was a specific, which is just absolutely ridiculous, they have a published customer care number of 1901.
Mm.
But actually, you can't complain by calling that number.
And you couldn't get through to it was the other problem. I remember, this all arose, it erupted, Matt, during the lockdowns, where we were all forced to work from homes. So people were using broadband, needed telephones. And so the level of complaints just quadrupled. And AIR was overwhelmed by it and wasn't able to handle it. I remember reporting on Dáil Debates where the Cian Corle, John O'Farragul, described AIR service as appalling. Communications Minister Eamon Ryan said it was totally unsatisfactory. And there was just a surge of complaints which they couldn't cope with. And they were saying at the time, well, they'd moved some of their call centres, they'd opened up new call centres. I think there was one opened up in Sligo, Limerick and Cork, and you know, they were finally managing those during the pandemic and the lockdowns, challenging. But it now seems as if they were actively discouraging people from lodging complaints. They were kind of manipulating the figures, if you like. And it's not as if they couldn't afford to do this.
Well, sorry, I'm just about to get to this, because this is the extraordinary bit. AIR was acquired in April 2018 by this French guy, Xavier Niel.
A billionaire, French billionaire.
Okay. Yeah. And there was two venture capital firms involved as well, Anchorage and Davidson Kempner. Since he took control of the business in April 2018, for about 1 billion euro was the price tag on the company.
Yeah.
The total shareholder payouts have been 1.85 billion
euros. 1.85 billion euros.
In little more than 5 years.
In 5 years. 1.8 billion euros. Nearly 2 billion euros in dividends paid.
Twice what the value of the company when he took it over.
Yeah.
So you have customers who are paying big prices for the services they get from AIR, who are being disregarded when they are trying to make complaints, legitimate complaints about a failure of service. And this money is just been literally sucked out of the business by these foreign owners of it.
Yeah, and this just should not be allowed to rest at this. Now, there is talk, I mean, one of the Labour TDs, Duncan Smith, is talking about bringing AIR into an Oireachtas committee to tease this out further.
Oh, should
really
they be?
Should be.
They'd be terrified by that, won't they?
The most senior people should be called in here to answer for this. Who wrote that manual which actively discouraged people from customers from making complaints and warned the staff that they would be disciplined if they gave people customer complaints numbers? That needs to be teased out, and this company needs to be face down. It's just not good enough.
Okay, here's some of the comments coming in from listeners. Air made a mistake when we were trying to move house, ended up with us having two accounts to the same address. We spent 18 months trying to sort out something so simple. We paid one bill and didn't pay the second one, which was just line rental. After 18 months, Air sent bailiffs to our door for a bill we weren't using. We had all the evidence, and the bailiff said we weren't the only ones, and he left us alone. Another one says, Air owes us money. It refuses to make a refund. Another one says, it tried to charge me for an extra month after my contract ended, which I refused. They sold that debt to a collection agency, which harassed and threatened legal action regularly until my wife finally paid them to shut them up. Okay, there are loads coming in here in relation to this. Had major issue with Air earlier this year. Have been an Air customer for years. Told by customer service in 1901 that there was no mechanism for me to make a complaint. It had to be done through them. Was never able to follow through with a complaint. Madness for a communications company.
It is really, really poor, and it has been poor since, as I say, since I, you know, back in November 2020, I remember writing about their appalling customer service. It's just not good enough. And the problem here is Comreg are one of the better regulators, actually, because we have very, very poor regulators in this country. They seem to be very inquisitive, uninquisitive, if you like. But Comreg are they're hobbled here by very, very little sanctions they can bring. They had to bring this case to the district court, lowest level of court, and the fine ends up for 10 cases that Air pleaded guilty to. 10 charges, the fine ends up being 7,500. It's a pittance. Okay. It's not good enough.
I'm getting lots of suggestions from people that Air are not the only ones. And I suppose just for legal reasons, I'm not going to name the other companies who are utility suppliers, who listeners are saying they get the same treatment when they try and make complaints.
Yeah, and it's the same with airlines and people that say electricity companies, etc. It's the same with everything in this country. We just don't give enough prominence to consumer issues, and it doesn't seem to be important enough. Now, I also need to say as well that Air are disputing, even though they pleaded guilty to these charges and didn't contradict them in the district court. They're sort of questioning, what came out afterwards.
Are they trying to have their cake and eat it?
They
actually go into court. They concede guilt by making a guilty plea, and then they come out and they deal with press inquiries by saying, not really."
Not really, yeah, they're saying not really, and this is taken out of context, and this manual was taken out of context.
Sorry,
this manual was going to be presented. They did.
If a judge has made a judgment in our courts based on the evidence and has clearly specified what actually happened, and are Air now trying to tell us that we can see what's there from a judge in black and white, that it's actually something different?
Well, look, here's what they can do, Matt, if they think it's all wrong. Go and appeal it, lads. Go on, appeal it. Let it be heard in a higher court. I don't think they will, actually, because we know Air and others, their customer service is not a priority for them.
I'll tell you somebody else who has issues with customer service. Vulture Funds. You have a good story about Start Mortgages. Tell us about this.
Start Mortgages, yeah. They essentially have a kind of retail consumer credit license from the central bank, but they essentially just have been for the last few years a credit servicer. In other words, they're looking after mortgages, and most of them are in arrears for vulture funds. So we're talking about people here, a lot of them distressed mortgages which were sold by the banks. Start was managing those mortgages. It decided, we had a story in the Indo just before Christmas, November I think it was, saying that Start was leaving this market and was going to transfer the servicing of 11,000 mortgages to another credit servicer, Mars Capital. Okay, it's fine, I got word last week that Start sent out letters to its customers saying, look, we're leaving this market. We intend to revoke or give back our license, our credit servicing license is going to be revoked, given back to Central Bank. And we're going to advise you, it said in the letter, that if you have any issues or complaints, make those complaints as soon as possible. Make sure they're addressed in a timely manner. Because the letter said, please note that if our license is revoked, any claims will not be covered by our professional indemnity insurance. In other words, they will give back their license and end their insurance for their officers and directors. So you'd have nobody to sue, Matt. There'd be no entity, there'd be no individuals you could go after. And remember, in June, there's new rules coming in called the Senior Executive Accountability Regime, a mouthful. but it'll essentially hold the bosses of regulated firms personally responsible for their conduct. So I rang up the central bank and I got on to start and said, what's going on here? These guys just can't walk away. And if, you know, if there's contentious cases and disputes that people want to take cases to the ombudsman, there's no entity left to sue. They'll have given back their license. The individuals will have walked away. They won't have any insurance in place. What's going on here? Are you guys negligent in doing your consumer protection role? What are you doing here? And eventually I got a no response whatsoever from START, either here in Dublin or their head office in, they're owned by Lone Star in Texas. No response whatsoever. Central Bank eventually came back to me and said, well, they can't just walk away. There's a process for revoking the license. All of a sudden, the line on the website changes. It changes from, we're giving up our professional and indemnity insurance to, we are going to hold on to our professional indemnity cover. START will be retaining its professional indemnity insurance in order to cover claims that borrowers may make against START following the revocation of its license. In other words, because the Irish Independent started asking questions, suddenly the central bank got onto them, did its job, and told them, you're not walking away here, lads. You're not walking away.
Well done, Charlie. And that is great that you did it. But it does raise the question, what the hell is the central bank doing? The central bank has about 1,000 people down in the Keys, down in the North Wall. Okay. So what the hell is it doing? If it only goes after Smart Market because you have alerted the central bank to that.
I am not the regulator. It shouldn't take the media to raise these questions. The central bank should be all over this. And I asked them as well, hold on a minute here. Ulster Bank and KBC are leaving as well. Are they going to do this the same way? Are they going to hand back their license and cancel their insurance for their officers and directors so that if anybody has a dispute, there's nobody to sue? I didn't get an answer on that one. But they should be all over. There's three firms leaving here which are being, you know, have mortgage accounts that they're handling. They shouldn't just be allowed to walk away. It usually would take 6 years to wind down operations like this so that, you know, if there's any disputes or claims that need to be made, they would be handled. But you're absolutely right, Matt. This is embarrassing and this is just unbelievable from the central bank yet again that they were asleep on the job here and didn't spot what was happening, and it took media queries for them to wake up and do their job.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.